saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hour number three. Darren and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're live here at Pete and Terry's Tavern. Predators and Stars. 7 o'clock puck drop. 6 o'clock pregame. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, is on the line with us. Terry, what's up?
Oh, not much. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. Just waiting for free agency to start, and so that
Me
all
too.
These rumors that are out there will finally be put to rest when things happen.
All right. Well, let's hear the stories that you have already written up, ready to hit send, Terry. Come on, give us a sneak peek behind the curtain. Let us know. What do you know that we don't know?
Actually, everybody's playing this close to the vest. I mean, you're not getting anything out of anybody. The Titans have clammed up. The agents have clammed up. You know, it's just craziness. You know, we had a report the other day from a guy who claimed to have talked to a Titans insider, not me.
Okay, I'm glad you're bringing this up because a lot of people were asking us if that was you, and I said, that's not Terry.
No, it's the ESPN fantasy football guy. Now, I don't know what kind of sources he has other than to tell you that, you know, so-and-so is questionable for, you know, a September game against the Jaguars, but, you know, he seems to think that, you know, the whole Brady thing with the Titans is real. And, you know, and that Tannehill's going to test free agency. Now, that may very well happen. But I don't know. There are only a very few inside people who know that for sure. And, you know, the tricky part of it to me is going to be how the Titans play this. Because if they can't come to an agreement with Tannehill, and if they want to keep him, they'd have to apply the franchise tag by March 12th. And as you guys know, the legal tampering period begins on the 16th, and guys can officially sign deals on the 18th. So there is a disaster scenario out there where they could allow Tannehill to negotiate with other teams, not get Brady, and then end up having Tannehill go somewhere else. Now, I'm sure that John Robinson knows that full well, and he's smart enough to realize what's going on here. But, you know, and I'm sure he's going to guard against that as best he can, but that possibility does exist.
It does, but I think it's pretty slim. I mean, I think we have to give JR a little credit on this. I mean, he knows that there's no way he could get left at the altar on both, right? I mean, he can't come back and tell this market, hey, what do you guys think about Andy Dalton?
Yeah, what do you think about James
Logan Woodside?
Yeah.
Go get somebody from the XFL.
Hey, have you guys seen Teddy Bridgewater?
What do you think about Aaron Murray?
What do you think about Aaron Murray?
Look, I like Aaron Murray a lot as a person, but not as my quarterback.
Hey, what do you guys think of Josh Dobbs, huh? What do you think?
Tennessee boy coming home,
Balls
Rocky
fans.
Top. Here we go.
EFL, what do you think? He can't, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, John Robinson knows he can't do that. I mean, to me, there's no way that scenario plays out. He's going to have one or the other, but we're just all trying to figure out who's the one.
Yeah, I think so. And to me, it really comes down to this. If you feel like that the window of opportunity for this team is right now and maybe one more year, then you go all in and you try to get Tom Brady if you feel like he's the missing piece. If you feel like you're at the beginning of a 3-4-5 year window where this team could contend every year, then I think you go with Ryan Tannehill because he's 12 years younger. He already knows your system. He's a guy that's going to, you know, should be able to give you 4 good years at least before he starts to decline. If you go and with Tom Brady, you know you're doing exactly what the Broncos did with Peyton Manning. You know at some point he's either going to retire or fall off the cliff, and you're going to be stuck looking for a quarterback.
Okay, so let me jump in here, Terry. I hear what you're saying, but let me paint the picture this way, and you tell me whether you agree or disagree. To me, in football, it's a little bit different. You don't have guaranteed contracts, and we know how incredibly important and valuable the quarterback position is. Basically, as your quarterback goes, you go. Isn't it virtually about the answer to the people that are going for it are the people that believe they have that special quarterback, right? I mean, there's only a window if you have Mahomes. There's only a window if you have Russell Wilson. There's only a window if you have Aaron Rodgers in his prime, right? I mean, if you have Drew Brees, if you have Tom Brady. To me, it's like if you don't – and we all know while Ryan Tannehill crushed it for 10 games in the regular season and 3 games in the playoffs, absolutely crushed it. Is anybody willing to put him in the same category as those guys? I mean, how could any of us know? And maybe this was the light bulb. Maybe he doesn't turn back from this. This is onward and upward, you know, after this season. And this is Ryan Tannehill moving forward. But how could you really know that? I mean, unless you have one of those guys, that's the only way you can truly be in go for it now or that window you're talking about. True?
That's true. I think that's fair enough. I think with Ryan Tannehill, you know, you would hope that the lights come on for him. If you're the Titans and you're planning on keeping him, you would say, you know, we think this guy is good enough to get us to and win us a Super Bowl. That would be your reasoning there, based on his performance, not when he was the Miami Dolphin from 2012 through 2018, but based on what he did for you in 2019. Now, how likely is that? I don't know. You know, I don't think anybody does. There have been instances of guys who have found it after a change of scenery. Drew Brees is a great example. He found it after the San Diego Chargers gave up on him. He went to New Orleans and had a fairy tale type career. Rich Gannon did it. Led the Raiders to a Super Bowl after being a journeyman quarterback and finding himself at about the same age that Tannehill did. For crying out loud, Tommy Maddox did it after he washed out of the NFL, went to the XFL, and then had 3 years with the Steelers. So it can be done, but it is bucking the odds because most of the time, you know, the leopard doesn't change his spots.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. So we know they got to figure this quarterback thing out, but franchise tag in general, it's going to shock. It's going to shock me as Willie just falls everywhere.
Willie has shown up to the show for 5 minutes and just about took out the entire table, broadcast
yes, he did.
Table.
Sorry, Terry.
I thought that was some kind of a drum roll.
No, that was just Willie. That was just Danuk.
Oh,
I don't even remember where I was going with
this. Hey, welcome to the show, Willie.
It's going to shock me if they don't franchise tag anyone. I've seen the reports that it could be Derrick Henry. What direction do you think they go? Do they tag Derrick Henry and hope they can get the long-term deal done?
Well, to me, that's a gamble. Because I think you're better off signing Derrick Henry to a front-loaded deal than franchise-tagging him. Because what happens to guys, especially running backs, that get franchise-tagged? They stay away from off-season work.
Yep.
They stay away from training camp. They show up the first Monday before the regular season, and by week two they've got a pulled hamstring and they never really get it in gear. To me, that's a risk. I wouldn't do that unless I absolutely had to. I think you'd be much better off if you're going to slap the franchise tag. You'd be much better off putting it on Tannehill if you can't get a long-term deal done with him and you think he's the guy that you want, or putting it on Jack Conklin.
That's what I was about to ask.
Line intact.
I think you consider that.
That's a much better option than doing it to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I think you consider Jack Conklin, because to me the whole Jack Conklin conversation changes, especially if they get Brady. Now, I mean, look, you want to have his services even with Tannehill, but we know that Brady is not a mobile quarterback. I mean, he can step up, but he doesn't move around like Ryan Tannehill can, and I would feel much more comfortable having Jack Conklin as my right tackle than a rookie or somebody from another team. Dennis Kelly's serviceable for sure, but I think if you have Conklin with Brady, you'd feel better.
I think you're exactly right, and that's what I've been saying all along, that if you want Brady, then I think it's imperative that you find a way to keep Jack Conklin in the fold. And the other thing, too, is that Dennis Kelly's a free agent as well.
Yep.
So if you lose Jack Conklin, you have to make a concerted effort to re-sign Dennis Kelly and at least let him be a space holder until you can draft a guy in the first or second round and hope that that guy gets up to speed, you know, at some point during the year. And, you know, we saw it took about a half a season for Nate Davis to finally get comfortable with life at right guard in the NFL. So, you know, and right tackle's a much harder position to play than that. So that would be a risk. You know, and I think you're exactly right. Tannehill has mobility. Brady has a quicker release, but you don't want Tommy taking hits if you bring him in here at 43 years old.
Terry, great to talk to you.
Terry, Willie's got his headset on and it's now functioning, so he's going to ask a question.
I almost concussed myself.
By the way, Terry, someone you know very well, just like us, if there was somebody in the seat that Chase is in instead of Chase, Willie would have been crushed for what he just did on this show. He would have halted the show for 10 minutes to destroy Willie for what he did.
To try to give you a visual, I stepped...
Let me ask you something. Have we all three worked with that someone?
We have.
Yep. Yes, we have. For many, many, many years.
We have. I stepped on my cord.
I got to go.
Yeah. But, Terry, this is my question as I listen to the conversation here. It seems to me that it would really behoove the Titans to have some certainty on one of the contracts before we get to the critical date of, I guess, what's March the 16th?
March 16th.
Is when you have to have your tag.
No, March 10th is when the tag has to be done.
16th is when you can flirt and let everybody know you're flirting.
So really, yes. March 10th is the date. So do you think they can get a deal done with somebody so that they then have the tag to use or not use by March the 10th? That would seem like that could be a good strategy if you could pull it off.
Yeah, you would think so. If I'm them, like I said, I think Derrick Henry is the guy that you target to try and get a deal done. You front load it. I wouldn't do it for more than 4 years, but I would make the fourth year kind of a dummy year, one that can be cut loose with very little penalty for the salary cap and things like that. But if I was the Titans, that's the one I would be working on trying to get under contract before this free agency period begins. Now, that said, if Ryan Tannehill is your guy, if you're not going to go all in to try and get Brady, then I also think I'd like to keep him off the market as well, because you don't want a team like Tampa Bay or Indianapolis taking your guy, strengthening themselves and weakening you in the process.
Exactly. So are you hearing any vibes that they could get something? It's interesting how you don't hear a lot of information of talks going on or we're close to a deal on this or that. They've kept it pretty close to the vest, haven't they?
They have. You know, John Robinson is from that New England Patriots tree. He's not going to let anything out until it's time for it to be let out of the bag. And that means basically that either someone breaks it and it's everywhere within 2 minutes of a deal, or they put it on their own website, send out the release saying that they've agreed to a deal with Henry or Tannehill or whoever it may be, or that they've applied the franchise tag, that sort of thing. So they are playing this extremely close to the vest, a la the Patriots and the Patriot way. So, you know, I don't think that, you know, you'll have the updates like we used to get to say that, you know, the structure of a contract's in place, they've just got to agree to numbers, or the numbers are in place and they've just got to agree to how the money's going to be doled out, that sort of thing. So it's really a secretive affair right now.
Terry, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Chase and me for not missing a beat when Willie walked up on the table and almost took everything out. So good job by you
very professional.
And us as Willie about face-planted and took out the broadcast table. So always good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this, as always.
No problems, guys. Thanks for having me.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Good stuff. We got a lot to talk about this hour, and we'll continue this on the other side of Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hey, Scott. Thanks. I was watching you last night. Good stuff, as always. By the way, tonight, if you're coming to Bridgestone Arena, we are asking you to stop by the plaza from 5 until 7 p.m. because we've got a 102.5 The Game tent out there, and we would love for your help. We're trying to help in time of need. Work gloves, large trash bags, batteries, flashlights, hand sanitizer, some of the items that we are looking for tonight before the Predators and Stars drop the puck at 7 o'clock. By the way, you can purchase tickets now and receive a Predators camo hat if you get tickets to tonight's game. But I'm going to bring some stuff down, and we would love for you to get involved and help out. Remember, 102.5 The Game tent out on the plaza looking for work gloves, large trash bags, batteries, flashlights, hand sanitizer. If you could, on this show, we try to use hand sanitizer during every break, because sometimes the stuff that goes on this show, we just need to keep our hands clean. Adam Vingan from The Athletic is here to pass along something that him and his wife are doing as well. They are helping out, and it's really cool, and I want you to tell everybody about it.
Well, thank you for having me on. This was my wife's idea this morning. We were thinking of ways to help the community following the tornado the other day. And
so this was literally put together this morning.
This morning when we woke up, she had a couple of ideas, and she mentioned the idea because it has been – we've seen it on social media. Other people have done it as well, of soliciting donations to help as many local organizations as we can. I think the first post went up sometime maybe around 8 or 8:30 in the morning. We have raised more than $2,800.
Wow. That's in 4 hours?
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
You know, the incredible generosity of people here in town, out of town. It's really been very overwhelming in the best way. And what Bridget and I are going to do is once we finish receiving the donations, we're going to distribute as much of it as we can around the city. We plan on going to the store and buying as many supplies as we can. I think we're also going to donate funds to other organizations as well. We want to put this money to good use, and we're keeping it going for the next 35 minutes. We're going to stop at 1. If you would like to donate, if you're on Venmo, my username is Adam-Vingan, V-I-N-G-A-N, just my first and last name with a hyphen in between. We've been overwhelmed. I expected maybe a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
But to receive nearly $3,000 is just incredible. You know, Jared Stillman was one of the first to donate, was incredibly generous. People that I know from here, people that my wife knows from out of town, everybody has really been incredibly philanthropic. So if you're listening and you would like to help, you can Venmo me, Adam-Vingan.
Just did. There you go.
Yep. Thanks, Chase. How wonderful of you. We want to help North Nashville, Germantown, East Nashville, and anywhere in between as much as we can, and I'm sure we'll keep everybody up to date on how we're dispersing the funds, because I want everyone to make sure that they know where the money is going to, so we can help this community rebuild as quickly as possible. So thanks for having me on to talk about it.
Absolutely.
My wife handles the Venmo account. I have the PayPal. So if you get something from Lauren, that's from us.
Well, thank
you. That'll happen before 1 o'clock.
Adam-Vinken,
if you would like to help out.
Yes. It was my wife's idea. We thought we would use the, you know, her. She does a lot of fun. She has done a lot of fundraising work in her career. And we figured that with my network on social media that we could combine our forces for good and not evil this time.
Chase has seen me win auction items before and have to call my wife and tell her the amount she's got to Venmo and have her go, what?
Yeah.
I just need you to Venmo that amount. So,
anyway, thank
you.
To
me.
Yep. Yeah, actually, you're right. But at the time, it was to you because you had to go on and take care of it. Yeah. Thank you, Adam. Good work. Appreciate it.
I'll see you tonight on pregame at 6 p.m. here on ESPN 102.5.
Yes, sir. And I want to hear that number. Hey, I want to hear the number that you raised.
I would like to see a video of Baby P.
Of Pretzel?
Yes.
With all of the supplies?
Running around.
Okay. He's very nervous.
It's okay. He'll get over it.
Okay. Pretzel will help distribute the donations as well.
Baby P.
It was a really cool story to see. On Tuesday night, Craig Leopold and his family offer up $25,000. The Minnesota Wild organization matched that $25,000, and then the NHL said, you know what, we'll see your $50,000, and we'll add $50,000 to it as well. The Minnesota Wild sending $100,000 this way to help with the relief. Also, the Blackhawks that night at their game, I think they were hosting the Ducks that evening, and they have a 50-50 split pot. Anybody's ever been into a lot of arenas around the country, especially in Canada, they all do this, and half of the pot goes to charity, half the pot goes to someone who purchased a ticket before or during the game. And that night the charity was to send here and to help out in relief. The St. Louis Blues put out today that they are holding an auction and a raffle to support the devastation in our area. That all started today, and it will go through Sunday until 9 p.m. So today through 9 p.m., they're going to have a lot of auction items, including tickets and experiences for a Blues Predator game. They've got autographed Blues memorabilia. You know, they're just going to be a lot of game-used equipment, stuff that you can auction and bid on, obviously for a great cause. So really cool to see. These are rivals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teams right here in the Central Division stepping up and helping out what happened to our area.
Bigger
and
than sports.
Really cool stories. And you see Adam doing that. We're trying to do our part. And that's just what Nashville does. That's why it's Nashville Strong.
Yeah, for sure. And did you mention the Titans?
Amy Adams Strunk and the Titans, $1 million.
Yep. The NFL came back with $250.
Yep.
So, look.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. So they're doing their part, and you know, Casey Alexander brought up that there are some things that Belmont's working on. I know Vanderbilt's going to have a donation drive before their game. So everybody's stepping up. That's what you expect out of the Volunteer State.
I was, I'm reporting back from the east side last night. It was well after dark. I got home from my son's middle school baseball game. People still at work in the pitch black, you know, just lit by police lights and some spotlights and cars, headlights, you know, still cleaning stuff up. It's unbelievable to watch the people work together. Got up for a jog this morning because I wanted to absorb firsthand because, you know, you see the pictures and the videos, but I don't think you even really realize the depth of the damage until you actually see it and absorb it. But the people were, this was 7:30, 8 a.m. at work already. It's incredible how much stuff they have moved, and they still, of course, are just getting started. Got a long way to go in the process. But it really impressed me how people are working together to gather just tree after tree, limb after limb, cutting them up, putting them on the side of the road, taking all the pieces of roofs and debris that is all over the place, picking it up, sliding it up, you know, along the side of the road. It's amazing what people can do when they work together. And I know it's happening in other communities as well, but there are plenty of days ahead where that type of job is going to be done. So I love the people. Do you see what Chris Mason and Hal Gill did?
Yep.
They jumped up, rolled their sleeves up yesterday, were on chainsaws, and they went to some neighborhoods yesterday to help out. It's a great spirit. I love the spirit. It's awesome.
We're sitting right here in the heart of downtown, and it's crazy to think of how close everything was to right where we're sitting right now, because we can't see anything, right? But, you know, nothing's really affected right here. But very, very close proximity, a lot of bad stuff happened.
Yeah.
And it's just scary to think that where we are and leaving Monday night, that none of us, and I've talked to people this morning here in the building that everybody going home. You guys went to the airport, but nobody really truly had a full grasp of what was about to happen.
Nope.
And look, there are areas around John C. Toon Airport too. You know, I know that my mom said she went over to like a coffee shop over there, and it had gotten damaged. So, you know, it's widespread for sure. So, thoughts and prayers.
If you can help out any way, that would be great tonight on the plaza. If you want to Venmo, you've got about 30 more minutes to Venmo Adam-Vingan to help out. There's plenty of ways for you to get involved. We'll come back and get into the topic that we were talking about with Terry. There was a lot of good stuff in there, and we're going to do a headfirst dive into that on the other side. I want to talk to you about USS, United Structural Systems, a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served Middle Tennessee, our area, since 1994, and they have more than 18,000 satisfied homeowners. Yeah, that's 18,000 satisfied residential customers. And maybe you've been out in the yard and you've noticed some bricks, there's some cracking in some bricks, and you're wondering what's going on with that, or walls bowing. You've been opening and closing a door or windows when it's nice outside. You've noticed that they're sticking, or drywall that's separating, or maybe a chimney that's tilting or leaning. You know that looks off. Look, there's all kinds of signs that maybe your house is trying to tell you something. If something like this is going on, it's time for you to get the experts involved. They are the experts, and they're going to come out and they'll give you a free estimate and tell you what's going on and if it needs to be addressed or if it doesn't. But as a homeowner, you need to make sure that everything is safe. They're locally owned and they're licensed and insured. As a homeowner, that should get your attention. They believe in their quality of work. They believe in their reputation, and they believe in integrity. And that makes me perk up. And I've dealt with them. They've been to my house, and they were fantastic. You know how you get them out there? You dial this number, 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. Or you can go to their website, usstn.com. As they say, we guarantee our best. Call USS. Back here on Darren, Tonic, and Chase. We're live at Pete and Terry's Tavern. Half of this tavern just left. Pete. We didn't see Terry. I saw Terry downstairs. Pete Weber has just left the building. He likes to hang out in this tavern.
I mean, if you had a tavern.
Right.
You'd hang out in it.
I'd be like Norm in Cheers. I would hang out at my tavern all the time. Like, wouldn't that be cool to have a tavern?
Norm has made a comeback. Did you see that? Have you seen the commercial of the pizza joint?
Yeah.
Where he walks in and nobody knows his name because he didn't sign up. But now at this pizza joint, if it's a pickup place and your name's on the board and they just call your name out. But it's the opposite of when he gets greeted into Cheers when everybody walks in.
Norm. Oh, yeah. That's right. The Domino's thing?
Yeah.
Is it Domino's?
So yeah. I think it's Domino's.
Yeah, it's Domino's.
And so, you know, the person's like, your name?
Yeah.
He's like, Norm. Like, you're supposed to know me. But, hey, your name's not up there, man. Yeah. You got to get in on this action. You know, this
I haven't
new thing.
Seen that
Oh, it's
one.
Good. It's clever. Okay. It's very well done. It's very well done.
I figured he would get picked up on Curb Your Enthusiasm by now.
Oh, man. He would be.
Right? I mean, that's what they do. They're great about that. It's like, oh, yeah, man, I haven't seen him in forever. And he's on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The latest one, I don't know if people have seen the movie. Have you guys seen Uncle Drew?
No. I've
recommend,
heard it's funny.
I highly recommend Uncle Drew. I think it's a good movie. But so one of the comedic actors in Uncle Drew, who I think gives a good performance, is in the latest Curb Your Enthusiasm. Very good bit part.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's solid.
I am not kidding when I say
I don't even know
this.
The guy's name.
There are reports out there that ESPN plans to try to trade for Al Michaels.
When is the trade deadline for announcers?
Excuse me, what? Yeah, ESPN. There are reports that ESPN is attempting to try to trade with NBC for the services of Al Michaels.
Yep.
And this is for Monday Night Football purposes.
Which I've also seen rumors that ESPN wants to put Monday Night Football back on ABC, like it was for so many years, that this would be a – I think it would be on both. It would be a simulcast.
Well, let me just tell you, if he gets the partner that's being reported, it needs to be on ABC.
Agreed.
So they want to team up Al Michaels with Peyton Manning in the booth. My guess is, after seeing the Tony Romo deal – Peyton's like, you know what? I'm thinking about maybe going to the booth. I could make $100 million just doing one game
just
a week.
Talking.
Just talking? Huh. That's not bad.
Get Peyton and Eli.
I bet Peyton probably called up Tony and said, excuse me, did you just get $17 million a year to do games on CBS? You got $100 million? Huh.
So here are the details on this. So Andrew Marchand is
Papa John's really doesn't need
out.
Me. That store really my stores really don't need me.
No.
You know, Monday's usually a slow day.
You don't really see him on those commercials anymore because of Papa John.
No, you don't.
But
no, you don't.
Day of Reckoning. But anyway, Al Michaels is under contract with NBC through 2022. So they would have to work out some sort of deal. But what people may not remember is when Al Michaels left ABC ESPN to go to NBC, he had actually just signed a new deal to stay on Monday Night Football when it was moving to ESPN. When John Madden left, Michaels wanted out of the contract because he wanted to be teamed with Madden. He wanted to stay with John Madden. And so ABC, ESPN, Disney worked a deal with NBC that they would allow Al Michaels to leave in exchange for the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, which was the precursor to Mickey Mouse. So basically, that was the deal they got, that they got Disney, or Disney got Oswald to put in their collection. And Disney likes to do that. If you have subscribed to Disney Plus, you will notice that there are a lot of things that they didn't come up with, but they own the rights to because of all these deals.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Do we know if Al Michaels is willing to waive his no-trade clause?
Or does he have a modified no-trade clause?
He could give a list of networks that he'd be willing to go to.
That's a good point. Maybe he's got ESPN on his list that he would be willing to waive it for.
Does he have the Oprah Network on his list? Would he go there?
I don't think so.
No?
I'm going to say
you're thinking
no.
That's on the no-trade list?
He would not waive the clause for that. So that is real. That is actually out there. That, by the way, they've also said that ESPN has interest in Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I wouldn't have interest in that. I don't. Why not Eli?
Eli? Really?
Have
you heard Eli talk?
Yeah, but I think in that role he'd be okay.
He's kind of shy, oh shucks.
You're not looking for okay, though.
You're right. You're not looking
for
okay.
They're going for the big. Because I think the guys that were doing Monday Night Football were fine. You know, they were okay.
Who?
Joe Tessitore and Logan McFarland. I thought they were fine. They're not bad.
Unfortunately, there's not enough people that felt the same way as you.
But it's just not a home run. But if they stayed in that job for several years, I think they would continue to earn their stripes and probably get better as a group.
Look,
but you just said it. They're
respect.
Not looking for okay. You just said that. And
that's
what
my
they've
point.
Had is been okay.
That's my point.
Yeah. Here are the things.
I think those guys are good pros. And I think those guys would do
they are,
a lot
but
of
Joe
games.
Joe Tess is a college. I would rather hear Joe Tess call college football. I mean, I just associate
it does
him
seem
with that.
Like
but why is that? Because he started at the SEC Network. We got used to him.
He started in boxing, but
okay, as a football fan, though, I don't watch boxing. So I only knew Joe Tessitore as a college football guy. So we got very used to watching new college games.
Fury.
It's comfortable. He does a good call.
Yeah.
So anytime you see him doing something else, it takes time to get used to him doing that. I think if he did five more years in the NFL, you'd probably get used to him doing NFL. Yeah, he's a good announcer, I think.
It's all about the team, too. Like, look, I was hesitant when Madden retired and they put Collinsworth in the booth. It's worked. I like Michaels and Collinsworth. And you know, Chris Collinsworth has made a brand for himself. He's got the slide in, and so everybody, you know, you're going to watch the games no matter what. It could be Willie, it could be you and Chris doing Monday Night Football. People, and you guys do a fine job, but you're not associated with football. People are going to watch because it's the NFL.
Yeah, but that's not really true. Yes, it's true, but it's not really true. You're painting the picture like it really doesn't matter, but it does. Because if it didn't matter, they wouldn't change people in and out of the booth.
Well,
all the time.
And that's what I was getting at.
I mean,
at,
Kornheiser flopped. Miller awful. Flopped. I mean, they removed them. Clearly, Booger McFarland and Joe Desitore have been in there a year. It's not – they're looking to replace them. So you're painting the picture like, it really doesn't matter. People will watch, but it does matter because they change – it has to work in the booth, too.
Well, you're looking for something extra special for that for a game that has the spotlight like that, right? It all goes back to the tradition of Monday Night Football from an era that we'll never see again.
It's the tradition like no other, really.
Well, no, you think about Monday Night Football in the 70s, before there was cable TV.
Yeah.
And that... it was magical when Howard Cosell. It went beyond
Cosell,
the football.
Frank Gifford.
And that's what everybody is searching for. You're searching for people that don't watch a lot of football to enjoy the personalities enough that they're going to watch even if they're not hardcore.
It's
like you said, Chase.
That search
anybody,
is like everybody trying to find the franchise quarterback.
Sure.
Like everybody wants
it's
that, but it's
difficult.
Hard.
It's very
it's
hard.
Difficult.
And that's why when you have somebody as good as Tony Romo, which was, boom, they struck gold. You pay him like they're paying him.
Were you getting ready to break out in Madden?
I was a little mad.
Boom!
Boom!
Boom.
Right there, boom!
He's this guy right here. He's wide open.
I mean, look, you look at this guy. You know, the whole goal is you want to get in the end zone. If you get in the end zone, that's 6 points. Boom! Let's go.
We call that right there, we call that a wham block. Boom!
Wait,
right there.
All right, right there. This is why I think this would be good, too.
He sets up to the outside, and wham! Right there. That's a wham block. Right there.
It's all right.
But everybody wants that. It's not easy to find.
No.
Everybody, like, right? When Jason Witten was like, oh, my gosh, Jason Witten. Guess what? The returns on Jason Witten. Great guy. Hall of Fame football player.
Not a good broadcaster.
Not a Hall of Fame broadcaster. Okay.
And we all think that Peyton would be good at this. I think we think that because he's got personality and he's funny. But
we think that because everything Peyton does works.
You've never heard him be a color analyst.
What has he ever failed at?
I know. I understand. You've never heard him be a color analyst.
Could you say that about Joe Montana?
No.
No? What did he ever fail at when he got into the booth?
Was he doing Saturday Night Live? Was he doing commercials? Has he done a bunch
That's
of
different.
Stuff?
He was doing a lot of commercials.
His body, well.
He'd never done Saturday Night Live.
But you'd have to admit, like, Peyton's commercials are funny, too. I mean, they're not just commercials.
You really think those...
Allstate?
Insurance?
Yeah, come on. Those are not bad.
He's had some good ones. He's had some bad ones.
Those are not bad.
The jingle ones? Come on, man. Those are funny?
They're not bad.
They're bad.
They're not just boring insurance commercials.
I say he's had some funny commercials in general. Those are not
the best ones are the one that the crazy guy, and I'm drawing blanks because this is – they're supposed to be brand, right? You're supposed to remember the brand, know the – where he just wreaks havoc, you know, but he pretends to be the dog and with Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah,
the
Allstate. Yeah,
yeah right, yeah. But what's his name or what?
Mayhem.
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 You like that guy?
Like me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's funny.
Well, Allstate has too.
They overdo some of those. They play them many times.
They're fine. They're funny.
I get sick of them.
But they have the Mayhem guy. And then
I
they
liked
have,
it the first 100 times I saw it. Then, like, the next 100, it's like, come on.
Who's
come
the
on,
other guy that Allstate has? The You're in Good Hands.
Major League.
Yeah, Pedro.
Yeah, Serrano.
Yeah,
Pedro Serrano.
Forget it, Joe Boo. I do it to myself.
Here's the key in this, too. Peyton has to be paired with the right guy, and I think Michaels would be the right guy. And then it's the perfect scenario because NBC could go ahead and elevate Tirico. Tirico did a fine job on Monday Night Football, so Tirico becomes the voice of Sunday nights. Michaels becomes the voice again on Monday nights. You go full circle there. Then it probably works.
Well – if you read Richard Deitch, and I'll be
interested
to see what
flex.
He
you have to let Monday Night Football be a part of Flex.
Yes. That is true.
That is a big part of this.
Like,
that
part of the trade.
And why isn't this is what I don't understand. Why hasn't ESPN been pushing
I think
for
they
that
brought
more?
It up.
I mean,
but
I feel like they just accept whatever matchup the league gives them. It's like,
well,
really? This is the best you've got tonight? Bucks and Bills? Really? Do we really want to watch this
there
on Monday
hoops.
Night?
There are hoops they'd have to jump through. Like, the players would have to agree to that because it's one thing to switch times, but you're switching days. So you're going from, you know, there could. So the Titans, for instance, let's say it's Titans and Colts. noon on Sunday. They find out in 2 weeks they're flexing to Monday. Well, now they're going into a short week, the week after. So I get it from that standpoint, but they got to figure that out.
They flex out weeks out. I mean, it's not like you flex out 6 days out.
They do, but I think Monday night and Sunday night, that should be your premier games, and so you should flex.
Back to wrap up the third hour next. Elijah Campbell on the keyboards, bringing us back here on Darren, Donnick, and Chase.
Been waiting to break this one out for a while now.
It's a good one.
Dancing in the moonlight.
Got a little taste of it Tuesday night, I knew he was working on it, and I felt like today he had the finished product.
Good,
so good job, Elijah.
Little piece of news. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I know some people it affects quite a bit, but you may have seen the deal between YouTube TV and the Fox Regional Networks had come up, and it had been extended for a couple of days. Now they have reached a new agreement. So if you were thinking, oh, man, I got to switch off of YouTube TV, you don't have to.
Not going away. It's staying.
We're all good. We're all good. That's Braves games. That's Grizzlies games. That's obviously Predators games. So
I have
very good news.
I have the YouTube TV. So
I knew that that would be music to your ears.
Yes, it's very good. Because that was something that I was...
We've had many a conversation on different outlets and what's the best way to do it, what's the right way, and how do I get my teams. You know, everybody's got a different set of priorities, but I know that affects a lot of our listeners.
So. I would be upset that I could not see you and Chris and Lindsay and Kara, Crispy, even though I see Crispy here. So.
By the way, did I don't know if Kara told you, speaking of Kara Hammer, she lives in Germantown.
Yep.
She saw your tweet. This is the power of social media.
She saw your tweet that
the tornado was about to touch down. And so it's just amazing how we get our communication when the power is out and all these things. It's amazing. Some of the
because we were texting
websites and the ability to get information on your phone. It probably saves lives when you get down to it.
I probably had a line of 10 to 15 people that I was texting. You good? You good?
Yeah,
you good?
Yeah.
You good? You know, so, and she was one of them. But she told me that, and I was like, well, hey, glad you saw it. Glad that you're okay.
What do you guys make of the conversation we had with Terry? We haven't really touched on it. We've gotten a little sidetracked.
I have a thought.
And give
you guys
us your
thought. Tell me. March 10th is a critical date. Right, that's when we're really going to know
some of
the cards on the table with Ryan Tannehill, right, and the Tom Brady. Don't you think that for this to work out in a perfect world, and I think the perfect world is not going to happen, but to the best possible outcome, John Robinson needs to strike a deal with one of these guys before that date. Don't you think?
I would think so.
If you believe or if you see the writing on the wall, it seems like all signs are pointing toward that's Derrick Henry.
Strike an actual deal with
Derrick Henry? No. I'm sorry. Tag.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you like to strike a deal? Terry made some great points. I am in 100% agreement with him that tagging the running back, it doesn't work out well. It doesn't end well. Short term or long term. It's the beginning of the end. In those cases. So find a way to strike a deal. Then you can use the tag on one of the two other guys. And then you go from there.
I know this sounds crazy, but Terry brought this up too. I am almost willing to gamble and use the tag on Conklin. Now, I know you got the transition tag. You can use them both.
Yeah. So why not use both tags to just buy yourself some
time? But the more I think about it, the more I feel like they messed up not having the fifth-year option on Conklin. Of course, you didn't know. I mean, at the time, you didn't know. But that he would be somebody that, especially if it's Brady, you want to have a sure thing at right tackle and have that right side shored up because Nate Davis is going to be a second-year player. He got better as the year went on, but he's still a young guy. He's still developing. And so now you want to have a rookie or, Dennis Kelly would be fine, but you don't know exactly what you're going to have at right tackle if Conklin walks, no matter who the quarterback is. So I kind of lean towards that of maybe you go ahead and put the tag on Conklin. You keep him. You know that that's done. And then, like you said, Willie, try and get a deal done with one of the two. If Henry tests free agency, I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. Tannehill is going to get offers, but I think your chances are better of working something out even after free agency opens that you can get him. Plus, you have other options at quarterback, and you don't really at running back. So, you know, maybe then the transition tag comes in. But I don't know if tagging him is really going to get you anywhere because I don't see him playing on it. I don't see him signing it.
So what would you guys put the chances of striking a deal with either Conklin, Henry, or Tannehill before March 10th?
Ooh, not very good.
Not very good, no.
Not very good.
A lot can happen in 5 days.
Yeah, but.
Not very good.
I don't see it.
Nope.
Nope.
No, I honestly think
we would have a vibe if they were on the verge of something like that? That there would be a vibe out there?
I think somebody we all like know enough people.
Schefter or somebody in town, like they would be feeling that. But I mean, I tend to agree. There's nothing that tells me one way or the other.
I guess I want to know, where did the whole Jack Conklin Jets story over the weekend even come from?
And what does that do?
Considering we're in no window to do anything right now, where are they even?
My thought on that was, when a story like that comes out, my question is, does that mean that every negotiation that has gone on behind the scenes between the Titans and Conklin has gone terribly? Like, that sounds to me like a signal from somebody, maybe the agent, saying, you know, we've got to get something going.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
We've got to get something going with the Titans. We're not getting anywhere. They don't get it. So I'm putting this out there because I know the Jets are interested.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe that's the last chance to shake it up and say, okay, listen, you are going to lose him the day that free agency hits to the Jets if you don't get off your you-know-what and come back to reality of what it's going to cost to keep him.
But this is how John keeps it quiet.
He does a great job of keeping it quiet.
He keeps it quiet. The stuff, because we've talked about it on this show, and I brought this up with Floyd yesterday because he's obviously been in the middle of it, of when stuff gets out from a team, the team knew that it was going to get out. It was done on purpose. John's kept it quiet.
We will come back with Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet to kick off the fourth and final hour of Darren, Donnick, and Chase. That's next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.